Welcome to the Christian Bay Podcast, where Christ and culture connects. Grab your journal.
You are watching a master at work.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Christian Bay TV and podcast, where Christ and culture connect. I pray that you guys are having a wonderful day. As you can see from the title, today we're going to be talking about the proof of your prayers. So grab your journals. We're coming from the book of Isaiah chapter 43, verses 18 and 19. But before we get into the word, let's get into some announcements. As you guys know, the Just Pray hoodies are available now, and there are also some Just Pray masks. So if you haven't already, go to my website, thechristianbay.com, and purchase your Just Pray hoodie, as well as some other goodies that's on the site. I also have a surprise that's dropping on the site this Friday, so make sure you follow me on Instagram at thechristianbay_, or simply submit to our newsletter on the website, thechristianbay.com. As far as the one-on-one calls, the spiritual advising calls, and the accountability bundle, I will not be accepting any appointments for next week, Thursday to Sunday, because you guys know my birthday is January 28th. So from my birthday, which is next week, Thursday, to Sunday, I will not be accepting any one-on-one calls for that whole weekend. So if you would like to schedule your one-on-one call, you can schedule it for this week or next week, Sunday through Wednesday. I'll include the link for the one-on-one calls and for the Just Pray hoodies in the description bar. Now, let's get into the word. If you guys have been keeping up with the word and keeping up with all of the videos that I'm dropping on YouTube, you know that this is a season of breakthrough. You know that this is a season of stepping into new territory and seeing what God has for us on the next level. This is the season of restoration. This is the season of promises being released and promised land being open and us being made new into what God called us to in 2021. And with that being said, we've been talking about the spiritual warfare that comes with stepping into the new and how you have to limp to the finish line and you have to push yourself when you're getting to that breakthrough, because what you have to realize is that the enemy knows when you're close to breakthrough as well. So he'll try to send things to stop you. He'll send different tests, whether it's family members, whether it's your finances, whether it's your health, whether it's you feeling a lack of creativity, whether it's you just waking up and you feeling in the mood and you don't even know why you feel in the mood. It's the enemy causing different spiritual warfare because he's trying to stop you from stepping into that next level of destiny that God is releasing in this season. So last night when I was in the shower, God gave me this word, and what God said to me is, the proof of your prayers is all around you. The proof is all around you. And I don't want y'all to think that I just get on here and I talk about, you know, the breakthrough or stepping into the next level, and I talk about the spiritual warfare and how to get through it without experiencing it myself. Like, I know how heavy this season is. I know how much spiritual warfare is happening, how the enemy is sending one attack after another. Literally, like, the last week of December, my granddad had COVID and he was in a hospital for COVID. And then it was like the week that he got over COVID, that's when my grandma got sick. And I told you guys that last week my grandma was in a hospital. So it's like week after week after week after week after week is something else. So that's why I'm telling you guys, you must press forward. That's why I'm telling you guys, you must keep your strength. That's why I'm telling you guys, even if you have to limp to the finish line, get to what God is calling you to. There's a breakthrough happening in the season, and the enemy is just trying to test the faith of believers. But we have to trust what the Spirit is showing us. You feel it in your gut. You know that something is about to shift for the better. The enemy is just trying to throw different storms and different clouds in your way to make you not be able to see what God is doing. And God spoke to me last night when I was in the shower, and he said, the proof is all around you. He said, step out of your situation so that you can see the solution forming. And what that means is that sometimes when we're in our season of testing and when we're going through the spiritual warfare, when we're going through different trials in life, sometimes we're so caught up in that test that we don't even see the solution approaching. We don't even see how God is still aligning things to work for our good. We don't even see how one thing is leading us to another thing that's getting us closer to the thing that God called us to, because we're so set on, God, I still see this problem in front of me. God, I still see something is wrong in this situation. And God is saying, the proof is all around you. I need you to take a step out of that problem. I need you to take a step out of that situation and see how I'm moving things and working things in your favor. A perfect example that I can share with you guys is, you guys know, in 2019, I used to have this event called Beach Blankets and Bibles over the summer here in Florida. And it's where we would go to the beach and I would have blankets and everyone would bring their Bible and we would have a spiritual encounter with God. We would read our Bible. I would have different obstacle courses or just different activities for them to do to really understand the Word of God and dissect the Word of God and see how they can apply it to their lives. Now, with this event, I knew that God was calling me to have this event, but I didn't know the test that was going to come with it and the testimony as well. So with this event, it was three times that it happened. There was thunderstorms on the dates that God had gave me. Now, I would do it once a month, but I would always pray and fast for the date. And it was like, even if it was only that weekend, it would be a random thunderstorm that came that weekend. It's like all the other weekends would be sunny. But on the weekend that I had Beachmakers and Bibles, there was always a thunderstorm. There was always rain. And I'm just like, dang, God, like I prayed and I fasted for this date. And it's always raining or supposed to rain leading up to this event. Why is this happening? And I didn't know beforehand that God was creating a testimony out of this test. So when it first happened, I had someone buy a ticket for Beachmakers and Bibles, and she was flying from Jamaica to come. And I was like, wow, like God, you're really moving. This lady bought a ticket all the way from Jamaica. Oh my gosh, I can't believe this. And then there was a thunderstorm threat. They said it was going to be thunderstorms that whole weekend. And it was literally from, I would have it on Saturday, from like Wednesday or Thursday, it was raining every day. It was heavy storms every day. People power going out, like just raining the whole day. And I'm just like, God, you told me to have this event on this date. This lady is coming from Jamaica. And now I can't have an event at the beach if it's going to rain. But leading up to the event, I remember that Thursday, someone had texted me and they was like, are you still going to do the event because it's supposed to rain? And I was like, yeah, I'm still going to do it. Now, me being human, and this is a word, so make sure you guys write this down. Me being human, of course, in my mind, there was some thoughts like, what if it really does rain out and you can't have the event because you can't sit at the beach if it's storming, if it's raining. So that was my flesh, but my spirit was still telling me to push through with the event. In my spirit, I still felt to keep planning and keep going and let everybody know. I kept posting, it's not canceled. The rain is going to stop. Mind you, my flesh was steady telling me, what if it rains? And that's a word for you guys, because you have to know how to make your flesh submit to the spirit. When you know what you know and you know what God told you, even if it makes sense in this world, you still have to rely on what your spirit is telling you. And I remember I had people texting me asking if I was still having it. And then I also had people texting me that, you know, God gonna stop the rain. He did it last time, because this was the second time this happened. So it was people texting me that came to the first one and was like, he did it last time, he gonna do it this time. I'll see you on Saturday, girl. I had a friend on Instagram, she was making videos about it. She was like, we still have an event on Saturday, we're still gonna push through, the rain's gonna stop, God is gonna do it again. And little did she know, her faith was helping me make my flesh submit to what the spirit was telling me. So God was showing me in that moment that the proof is all around you. Not only are you having faith, but my other children are having faith, and they're speaking it and they're claiming it. And the main proof that he showed me was the fact that this woman was still coming. She let me know on Thursday, hey, my flight leaves in the morning. When she got to the airport, she messaged me again and said, hey, I'm at the airport. And every time she hit me up, my flesh was like, girl, this is scary. Like, girl, oh my gosh, you really going through with this during a thunderstorm? But my spirit knew, because of the proof that God had provided. He set destiny helpers around me to speak life into me and make sure my flesh wasn't taking over my spirit. And not only that, he chose that woman in Jamaica so that her traveling here could continue to push me towards his promise. I couldn't cancel the event because she done booked the whole plane ticket and a hotel to come. I can't give up now. I can't turn back now. And there are some trials and tribulations that you're going through and some tests that's coming your way, but you also have some destiny pushers that's telling you keep going. And you have some situations and some people that's relying on you, that's flying in for you, that's leaning on you, that's trusting in the word that you gave, that's letting you know you can't turn back now. You can't give up now, because all of these people are relying on you. All of these people are trusting in the word that God gave you. So you can't cancel even if you wanted to. God said the proof is all around you, because God will put people around you as the proof to make you stand on the promise. Let me say that again, because that was a word and a word and a word. The proof is all around you, because God will put people around you that will push you and make you stand on the promise. And if you're wondering, the rain stopped for my event every single time. Sometimes it was an hour before. One time it was at like 2:21 and the event started at 2:30, like, and I had to hurry up and set up stuff real quick. But the rain stopped every time. The proof was all around me. So when I was in the shower, God said, step out of your situation so that you can see the solution for me. I need you to take a step back. I need you to come tap into my presence. I need you to spend some quiet time with me, because when you step into quiet time with God, that stills your mind and it allows the Holy Spirit to speak to you. So I need you to step out of that problem and step into the solution, which is my presence. Because when you step into my presence, I'm going to show you how the solution is already forming around you. You were just so caught up in the middle of the problem that you didn't even see the way that I was making for you. Because in the book of Isaiah chapter 43 verses 18 and 19 say, forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. And when I was reading that verse, the first thing that God said to me or made stand out to me was, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. And God said, you need to bring your mind forward. You need to be intentional about releasing and removing how things used to be. Your current test, the problem that you're currently in, that is the past. That has already happened. This second right now, this second is considered the past because God is constantly moving forward. So he said, your mind is stuck in the past. It says, do not dwell on the former things. Do not allow your thoughts to be set in the current problem that you have. Do not allow your thoughts to be set in this current situation. God said, I need you to bring your mind forward. To dwell on something means to live there, to reside there. Don't stay in this current situation that you're in. Don't stay in this current problem that you're in. Continuously bring your mind forward. It says, forget the former things. The former things is that current problem that you're experiencing, that health issue that you have right now, that problem you're having with your job, that problem you're having with your finances, that's a former thing because you're already in that test. You're already in that problem and God is moving forward. God is moving on. So he said, don't dwell there. Don't just stay there. Don't just reside in that problem. I need you to bring your mind forward because it says in verse 19, see, I am doing a new thing. But if you're going to sit in the current problem, then that's you dwelling on the past. That's you dwelling in the former things. So great. Okay, I understand it hurts you. I understand you can't function and realize why you're experiencing this. You don't know why you're going through this test, but I don't want you to stay there. I need you to keep bringing your mind forward. Even if you got to limp to the finish line, even if it's heavy to take another step, even if it hurts you to get out of bed in the morning, I need you to bring your mind forward. I need you to set your mind on the future things. Set your mind on what I'm doing now because the proof is all around you. But if you're so stuck in the problem, you'll never see how I'm giving you the solution. I need you to bring your mind forward and be intentional about releasing and removing how things used to be. When you look at your problem, when you look at your test, that's what you're in now. Don't stay there. Don't dwell there. Don't reside there because you're not living there. This is a temporary test. This is a temporary place. God has more for you. His word promises that. He says he has plans for you to prosper. So that means what you're going through now, your current problems are just temporary. God said, I need you to bring your mind forward, and I don't need you to dwell on what you're currently experiencing because the proof is all around you that I'm bringing you out of that problem. Verse 19 says, see, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. And the thing about seeing this new thing is if you're stuck in the past, how can you fully see or understand what's happening in the now? That's why he said, don't dwell on the former things, because if you're dwelling on the former things, that means you're residing there. That means you're staying there. That means that thing has all of your attention. Your current problem has all of your attention. So you can't even see the solution coming your way because you're set on the problem. Your focus is on the problem. You can only focus on one thing at a time. I know we like to think that we can multitask, but you can only give 100% of yourself to one thing at a time. So he says, don't dwell or set yourself on the former things because I need you to see this new thing. Have you ever been talking to someone and you're in a deep conversation with them, but you can tell they're not paying attention? You can tell that they're physically here with you, but their mind is somewhere else. And you say, you listening to me? Hello, do you hear me? Because I can just see in your eyes that you zoned out. I can just feel in your presence that you're not living in the moment. You're not actually here. I can tell that your mind is somewhere else. And that's what God is saying to us in this verse. He said, don't dwell on the former things. See, look, he's saying, look, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up, but you in front of me, but your mind's still stuck in the past. Your mind's still stuck on that problem. So how can I really bless you with a solution if you won't even let go of that former thing? If you won't even let go of that problem, if you won't even set your focus on me to see that I'm taking you forward, how can I truly bless you if your mind is somewhere else? How can I truly bless you if you're zoned out? How can I truly bless you if you won't let go of that thing that's hurting you to see that I'm sending something to heal you? Isaiah 43:19 says, see, it say, look, like God is saying, look, y'all, look, see, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. It's happening right now. So I need your attention right now. I need your focus right now. I need you to get your tunnel vision on right now. I need you to get your mind right now. That thing that happened to you, that mistake, that heartbreak, that headache, that thing that caused you to have mental health issues, I understand it hurt, but it's the past. It already happened. You can't go back and change that, but you can fix your focus to go forward, to look at the new, to see what I'm doing for you in this season. He says, see, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? And when you look up the definition of the word perceive, it's to come to realize or understand. Come to realize what's happening in this moment. Come to understand the new that I'm bringing to you. I need you to let go of the old because the proof is all around you that your problems are leading you to my promise. When you read the rest of Isaiah 43:19, it says, I am making a way in the wilderness. Your wilderness season, that season is ending. That wilderness season that you've been stuck in, that season of lack, that season of drought, that season of pain, that season of hurt, God is saying, I am making a way. I am carving a path for you to walk out of this, to walk into my promised land. But if you get so stuck in the fact that you're in the wilderness, you never gonna see the lane that I created for you. It says, I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland that's supposed to be dry, the wasteland land that you're currently in. I am going to make streams in that. But if your focus is somewhere else, if your tunnel vision is focused on the problem, you'll never be able to see the solution. You'll never be able to see the way that I made in the wilderness because you're so focused on the fact that you're in the wilderness. You're so focused on the fact that you're in a wasteland that you don't even see the streams that I created. God does everything to get glory. He wants us to bring him glory. He wants us to see his power. He wants us to see him move in a miraculous way. But if you're so set and stuck on the problem, how can you really see the proof of his power? So today, if you're sowing a seed, we're sowing the proof seed. And you can sow that to $TheChristianBae or thechristianbae@gmail.com on PayPal, Apple Pay, Zelle. The information will be in the description bar as always. We're sowing the proof seed. Because I'm setting my focus on the proof. God, I understand the problems that I have around me and I'm all too familiar with putting my focus on them, but now I'm shifting my focus. It's a new year and I'm moving forward in a new way. I can't keep operating in the way that I used to operate. I can't keep setting my focus on the things that's holding me down. I can't keep setting my focus on things that's making me think of failure. I must set my focus on things that's gonna make me tap into my faith and the favor that you promised to me. So now I'm setting my focus on the proof. And if I don't see the proof yet, I'm going to look for it actively. Every day I'm going to sit in a posture of expectancy to see these streams that you said you're going to make in the wasteland, to see this way that you said you're going to make in the wilderness. If I'm in the wilderness, if I'm going through hell, if I'm in the wasteland, if I'm in this problem, I know that there must be some solution that you're forming. There must be some proof coming because you wouldn't have me in this situation if it wasn't. So starting today, I'm making my mind set on the proof. My focus is being set on the proof. I'm looking for the wasteland to be formed. I'm looking for the way to be made. And I'm not focusing on anything else but what your word says. I'm setting my focus on the proof. Let's pray. Father God, first and foremost, we want to thank you for waking us up and blessing us with another day. We want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to tap into your presence, Father God, to even read your word and get this revelation, Father God. I pray that this word plants a seed of vision in each and every person that's listening to this podcast, Father God. Allow them to see you. Allow them to see your hand in the midst of their situation. Allow them to see the proof in all of their problems. Allow them to see the proof of their prayers. Allow them to see how the proof reveals your power and how there's nothing too big for you. There's no mountain you can't move. There's no wasteland that you can't provide streams in. There's no way that you can't make, Father God. So I pray that this word activates a new level of faith, a new level of vision, a new level of clarity to see who you are and that you're, and to know that you're bigger than our current circumstances, to know that you're bigger than our problems, to know that our mind can sometimes deceive us. Our eyes can deceive us and keep us focused on the now. It can make us unintentionally dwell in the past, Father God, but you are calling us forward. You are telling us, see, look, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up, Father God, and our heart and our eyes and our mind is going to spring up with it, Father God. We claim forth, we call forth the proof today, Father God. We claim a promised land. We claim the solution, Father God, and we don't just sit in our problems and we don't dwell on the past, but we walk forth to what our Father has promised us. We love you, Father God, and we'll forever praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of the Christian Bay Podcast and TV. I pray that this word inspires you to look for the proof. God is saying the proof is all around you. The proof to your prayers, the proof to my power. Do you not perceive it? Do you not recognize it? Do you not realize it? And if you don't, it's time for you to start to. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.